Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
The National Farmers Union withdrawing from 3 years of discussions for reform of the dollarhead beef checkoff. Their president, Roger Johnson, saying the discussions among an informal working group of 11 ag organizations shows there's no willingness from key players to allow real reforms to take place. Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers, that's the Farmers Union affiliate representing Oklahoma farmers, says that the NFU action, wrong. Oklahoma, the only state voting against the NFU resolution.
To just say it's got to be all my way or I'm pulling out, that's I don't think that's the way to get things done. Frankly, I represent an awfully lot of Oklahoma beef producers that think the checkoff has done very well for them, and as a matter of fact, recent research shows it's returned $11.20 for every dollar spent, so that's a pretty good return.
The NFU resolution demanding that USDA step up and make unilateral changes in the checkoff that they want. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack appearing before the NFU delegates that have flown into Washington this week. He says yesterday that he'll look into the issue, but he says that anything he does will involve cattle producers across the country. Latest crop progress numbers continue to show the corn and soybean crops nationally are in great shape. 74% of the U.S. corn crop called good to excellent. Soybean crop nationally, 72% good to excellent. Cotton crop, 49% in good to excellent condition. Texas cotton crop, by the way, 40% fair. Oklahoma cotton crop now at 47% in fair shape. The U.S. Grain, sorghum, or milo crop, 57% in good to excellent shape. Harvest well underway, 65% harvested. In fact, in Texas, just starting in Oklahoma, 2% harvested. Arkansas, 30% harvested. 1% of the Kansas milo crop now harvested. The ethanol advocacy group, Renewable Fuels Association, has released a report this week that further, they say, debunks the fictional food versus fuel argument. The report shows that while corn prices have dropped dramatically over the last 2 years, retail food prices of dairy, pork, poultry, eggs, and beef have remained steady or continue to increase. The report concludes fluctuations in corn prices do not significantly affect consumer food prices. Bob Dineen, president and CEO of the RFA, comments, the food versus fuel folks screamed to high heaven when the price of corn rose during the drought and immediately blamed high corn prices and ethanol for food price increases. However, those same critics remain suspiciously quiet, he says now, that corn prices have dropped, but retail food prices are not dropping along with them. Bob Dineen adds that the food versus fuel argument is just another misguided attack on biofuels and the renewable fuel standard. You've got farm news, I'm Ron. Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. Labor Day sale number 35 for Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday and Friday, September 11th and 12th on Rural TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 65,000 head will sell on the 2 days. On Friday, special feature you may want to check out, 4,000 bred heifers and cows will be offered. For details about all the sale offering, contact Superior on their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.